Hello, hello everyone. We start in a couple of minutes, just waiting for another more guests. And we start. Be with me a couple of minutes. Thanks. Hello, hello everyone. Let's start. I'm Kronos from Sports Club. Thank you everyone for your participation in another Artist Weekly, in which we give artists from different places a platform to exchange ideas, find out directly how we can help them to solve their problems, and provide them directly feedback in a Sports Club project. It's a project that provides tools that help the artists spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about Web3, and give the audience a new way to acquire the pieces from their favorite artist. Also, Sports Club wants to create a closer relationship between both parts, the audience and the artist, giving them more exposure and giving access to special features to the people. Today, we have the honor to have these beautiful guests, Berger Hill, hello, and Silox, hello, hello. We are waiting also for Amir for joining in. So let's start with a couple of introductions. I would love to hear Berger here. Hello, where are you from and what do you do?
Oh, I'm first. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. Glad to be here today. I'm Yulia. I was born in Russia. Right now I'm still in Russia. I'm a musician, singer, songwriter. And about a year and a half ago, I have become a Web3 musician.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I will go a bit more in deep about the Web3 experiences because it's something that is really interesting for us. We are here helping artists growing their career also in Web3, but also we are focusing in the onboard of people from Web2. We know it's something pretty difficult and we want to help that way also. So let's continue with Slogs. Hello, Slogs. How are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Hello, hello. I'm Slogs. I'm from Belgrade, actually, now. I'm from Serbia. I grew up in some north part of Serbia, and I spent maybe more than 10 years in Novi Sad, and that city was my main base for a lot of my different music projects. And I'm music producer and promoter, and I work as a Slogs, and I also work some collaboration with my friends from Novi Sad, and that is mostly improv music, experimental kind of music, and that kind of stuff. And last maybe 5 or 6 years, I'm more part-time musician. So actually, I'm doing music just because of my pleasure. And actually, I'm not too much in focus, like full-time jobs to be my music. So that is my story.
Oh, that's really interesting. And I also love to hear a point of view of a music producer, because I would love to hear something around what do you see, what are the things that you look for in an artist for create something good, for create something that people will maybe consume. But also I'm interested in that part that you say is just a part-time job. It's actually one of the questions that I wanted to ask. Is something that you are not doing full time because the payment?
Yes. That's mostly because of that payments. And I actually have to make a decision in the past. Should I change my attitude, my style, and my aesthetic to earn more money? Or should I be myself in my music and not to earn money? So I made that decision. So I actually more in experimental improvisation music scene. And actually, there is no big money in there, but there is a lot of pleasure and good experience, and that is now my main focus.
Yeah, definitely. I can feel that it's better that create something that goes out from your heart rather than create something only with the focus of selling, you know, because after all, I think when the people realize that you are transmitting something from inside, will gain more knowledge, will gain more exposure, and people will get interest in that. It's true that a lot of artists change their ideas for trying to sell more, but I don't know. I don't feel like that is working in all the cases, you know. So another thing, how did you start your artistic journey? A lot of time back, how much time are you doing this?
Me? How much time I spend now in music? Actually, I manage some really small home studio. And actually now I'm doing music just for my pleasure, And also, when I have some good opportunity, last month I was doing some live performance in music for some theater project, and it was really interesting. I perform live my music on stage in the same time when the actress, my good friend, she had that monodrama project. So actually we made performance with acting and music live with lot of improv, and that was really interesting. So that was my last public performing, and maybe I don't know. I play in July in Berlin in clubs, Club de Visionnaire, also my live. And my production, mostly when I finish something as a slots, I actually give to my friends who have some labels, good labels in that kind of music that I follow. So actually, mostly all my releases are part of different various artists compilation, and for me that is, how to say, really enough for releasing stuff in this period. Actually, when I was younger, I have planned to start my own label, but now that is on standby. Maybe I will do that, but you know, I don't like this situation when we are all now, then you who are producing as artist, you are producing music or art and something, and you have to manage lot of time with social media, with distribution, with different platform and everything, and that is really big time consuming for one person. So that is main reason why I actually stopped to push myself in that direction. Actually, I am trying to find some good model that will not take a lot of my time, you know, beside of music. So actually, for
yeah,
now, you know,
definitely.
Actually, for now, Bandcamp and friends labels, and that is my platforms, actually.
That's great. I think that I agree with you. It's something that replicate in all the spaces that we have with musicians. Always we hear that the part of the marketing, the part of the promotion is a lot of time consuming for them, and it's something that is really hard to achieve. Most of all in the Web3 aspect, you know, because in Web2 and the usual platforms, you need to deal with that. You need to do it yourself. But in Web3, you have a lot of tools that can be used in that aspect. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, hello guys, hello guys, hello Slokes, hello Beggar Girl. Like finally we're talking on the space. I'm so glad to have you here, guys. I'm sorry that one more speaker didn't manage to like reach the space, but okay. So like I wanted to say that I know Slokes's work, and he's a long time influencer for like many generations, I would say, of artists in Serbia. So Slokes, really, I'm amazed by your work. You know that. That's why I invited you to the space. So like, really, I want to just to say that you have like Slokes has really big biography. Let's say, and his career is really wide with playing different instruments. Even I know that you were once like creating do it yourself the hardware for producing music. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like I remember this one, and so on. So like it's amazing, Slokes, that you're looking for some alternative ways of releasing your music and just like doing stuff with your fan base and so on. So like I'm really happy to, after this space, like let's talk a little bit, and I'll show you like what we are doing at SPOS, because I think that we really have the solution that you are looking for. So one more time, just I'm glad that you're here, and let's talk nice. Yeah,
thank you. I really appreciate it, because you invite me, so I hope that I will hear some interesting stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
and that is true. Yes, we have in studio in Novi Sad really do-it-yourself space. We built a lot of different equipment, just like do-it-yourself and stuff.
Yeah. So can you imagine, guys, like that they like designed, engineered whatever, like different modules or different like hardware for using in the studio and creating sound with it. So like it's really impressive.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds insane. We will go a bit deeper into that. I want to also hear a bit of the experience of Berger Gear. But before, Babo, hello. How are you? Go ahead.
Yo. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you? Where are you from? What do you do?
I trade crypto, but I know you guys are talking about the production of music, but I'm more on the marketing side. And on the marketing side is, I was born in Germany. I'm from Bosnia, though. Hey, kako imam rakiju, huh? But now the marketing side in Europe is so much different than the marketing side in America. It's crazy. Over here, people will pay $50,000 just to have maybe like 1,000 posts on Instagram, stuff like that, you know. But over in Europe, it's a lot harder. They can pay as much as they want, but small companies, small music productions, it's fucked. You really have to grind out there. And I respect all the Balkan fucking bands.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we hear from people from that side that is way too different and difficult from people on the States, for example. But I think that will grow a lot in this year, most of all, and the next one. It's great to have an opinion of a marketing side. So keep it as a speaker. I want to ask you a couple of things. Let me go with Berger. I want to hear her story. How did you start in the artistic journey? Why did you start it, most of all?
I'll try to be short. When I was young, my mother forced me to go to music school. I had to play piano and I would have to sing in the choir, and I hated it. but by the time I was graduated from music school, I told my parents, like, please sell the piano. And they were like, no, you can have this synthesizer and just experiment. Yeah, have some fun. And the next moment, I remember myself composing piano pieces. And since I started, my life was never the same. So I entered music academy and I have become a professional. But all these years, I would be a teacher or director of vocal ensembles. And also I would take part at vocal girls ensemble. I would sing in a cappella group for 7 years. And so far, I was traveling and performing in Russia, US, and Israel. So yeah, that's my little journey so far. And finally, when I got into Web3, I felt comfortable to start and share my music, my songs, and my piano pieces here in Web3.
Well, that's insane. I wanted to hear a bit of why or how, most of all, did you hear about Web3? Because I think it's a huge barrier for people from Web2, you know, people that is not used to hear the experiences of Web3, and the people who already hear something about it, they always are thinking that it's something negative, is something foggy or full of scammers. We, in fact, we heard about other musicians in these spaces before that they talked that Web3 was full of scams. And most of the cases is true, you know, there are a lot of people waiting for the opportunity to steal, but there are a lot of other opportunities. It's just another tool to add to the book, you know, another tool to gain exposure, to gain promotion, to gain a new way to expose your art. As the title of the space says, it's a new age of music monetization, you know, it's not the traditional ways. It's something that is my opinion here, you know, but it's something that empower a lot the musicians that are starting, you know, because the traditional platforms, I believe they don't help a lot the grow their personality, you know, they only ask for a lot and deliver too little, you know. So why did you went into Web3? Did you hear something from a friend? Did you read, or what happened?
Well, I would say it's always about who brings you to Web3. It was my great friend. Actually, he started telling me about crypto. So I kind of learned a little bit about Binance, about different platforms and wallets. So I had some knowledge. And then he said, like, you can try and sell your music as an NFT. And I was like, what is NFT? He tried to explain. I didn't understand. He said, okay, just do your research, Google. I did, and I understood even less. So I just realized that you have to start doing something. You have to experience it to understand what it is, to feel it from the inside. So I had some, like, my first NFTs on OpenSea, and I was lucky to join a very good community. So I would say it is very important who you are surrounded with. And when we say that community means a lot, it really does, because you have people around who already experienced things, and like they can spend like from 30 seconds to 1 minute to explain to you what you would try to understand for like a day or even a week. And here I see Randall, Seiko, that's my family, that's my friends. And we help each other. Like I have some knowledge that they don't have, and they have some alphas that I don't have. And we always share. And I can say that I'm always online. I stay connected to my people, my friends, my communities on Web3, on X and Instagram, and we always share. We can ask any questions. And I love Web3 for people who artists, they're creative, and they are so open, and they always help. So yeah, it is very important who you stick to.
Yes, you should say something that is key in this onboarding of people. I believe that the education, the information that we give to them is some key of the process. You know, it's great to have a good community for that reason. It's something that we are trying to do in Spos. We have a lot of tutorials for helping people going in. In my experience, when I started to go into crypto 2 or 3 years ago, I remember that the first thing that I saw was a lot of information that I didn't knew. I was completely lost, you know, and I was just reading a lot of negative things. But it's like you say, you know, you need to experiment. You need to read more. It's a lot of reading, commitment, because after all, there are a lot of opportunities inside, you know, for all kind of artists, not only for musicians, but you have a lot of different styles that you can put and monetize your talent. You know, for example, we are talking about a podcast. You want to create a quality podcast with information, with a great topic. You know that is valuable, you know, but in the traditional ways, you won't take anything. In Web3, you gain that tool, that aspect of giving that an extra value. And I think it's something that everyone should put in their mind and push a bit forward for it. Yes, Andrew, go ahead.
Hello, guys. So, like, just wanted to add, like, I really like these lines that Becker Girl mentioned, and that is that, like, she entered the Web3 and she found some really good people, some really good community, and she felt special by being there. So for me, this is that amazing thing that Web3 brings to the music. You know, it's like new way of engaging with people and finding, like, your family. So, like, that this is really amazing. Thank you for mentioning this.
Yes, I think also the same. You know, the other aspect that is really good is the connections that can be made out of the space. We can speak with people from all the world and share our art, share our vision, and that is key, you know, for growth. Imagine if we are just sticking on Web3, you can have the audience that you can reach only in your zone, in your country, maybe in your continent as much. But if you go into Web3, you can see communities from all over the world, maybe communities that really, really like what you are doing. And I think this is one of the things that are coming really strong in the next upcoming years. We are seeing the growth of the NFTs aspect, of the crypto aspect, the past couple of years, but we didn't reach the potential. We all know that the potential is way too big. I think it's bigger than what we can imagine, you know. It's something that can be insanely profitable, but not only profitable, also in terms of money, you know, also in terms of creating connections, creating places to travel, to show the music live as well, or creating a live in a platform, you know, in Sports Club, we will have this streaming app for creating even lives of sets of people playing for the audience. And this is insane. I think is the future of it. I would love to hear Slox if he heard about Web3, if he went into read a bit about this world.
Yes, it is interesting for me. I actually didn't have time to explore anything about that. So I listened to you guys and I want to see what is opportunity.
Excellent, excellent. As Andrew was saying, always we are open to chat with you and explain a bit more in deep. We also have a couple of tutorial information in our blog, in our Discord, for people who is not that used to go into. But basically, I believe, and this is my opinion, everyone here can raise the hand and I will give you the word. But in my opinion, is another tool to add. It's nothing that you need to focus 100% to this. You can make a mix into Web3 approach and Web2 approach, where you can go into lives. I heard that you was making some live concerts, some sets live. Yes. I think in that aspect, it's just a mix, you know. It's another tool, another way to create more exposure, to give to the people another aspect of what you are doing, and a more easier aspect. You know, maybe there are a couple of guys that want to go to your live, but they are in the other part of the world, you know. So in that moment, you can invite them to the live into, for example, Spos platform, and they can enjoy your thing. Psycho, go ahead.
Yeah, hey everyone, good morning. I just wanted to say, like, hey, Burger Girl, of course, my lovely, and hey, Slux. So I just wanted to say that community is really important, and I agree with you, Burger Girl, what she said about it. And this is really important, who invited in your new area, you know? Like, I also so lucky that I met cool people and they told me about Web3, and because of them I started to do that. And I'm so happy that I have these people around me right now, and I'm building my family, I can say like that, with cool people, because it's really important. Nobody will understand you like artist, you know. So this is so cool to build community, to have some platforms where you can talk with community and do a lot of things there and be in touch all the time. And this is why the free is amazing thing, because it's literally like here's not a lot of people like in Web 2, and you literally can be in touch with everybody, you know, because everybody just interested in the same thing what you interested in. And this is amazing, like for real. And Slogs, welcome to the pre. I hope you really like it, because literally here you can find people who will help you, who you can collaborate and growing up as an artist, and maybe not like an artist, maybe in different ways, you know. Here's a lot of cool people from different countries, different continents, and etc, etc, etc. So yeah, I'm happy to be here. And I also wanted to say some a little bit about your Burger Girl. We're both from Russia, but you guys don't know this story, but we didn't know each other like at all. Like our friends from America, they connect us. Before that, we didn't know each other at all, but we end up free already at the same time, about a year or 2 years, you know. And isn't it cool, like, your mutual friend just connect you and you're in the same country, but this is person from America. That's what I'm talking about a connection in Web3. Like, and yeah, this is amazing. And your Burger Girl is an amazing person, and she produced her music by her own. I'm so excited about her new tracks. You guys gotta check her NFTs and songs. And I'm so happy to see how she's growing up right now, because I've heard a story from her that before that free, she even didn't think about it to drop her music on Web2. But when she started to do music for Web3, like NFT, people started to say, oh, guys, I want to hear your your Burger Girl, I want to hear your music on Spotify every day. And she started to think to drop her music on Web2 platforms. So this is a connection between Web2 and Web3, and this is amazing. This is so cool. So, yeah, this is my little speech. And thank you for letting me speak about it.
Well, that's insane. That's insane. I really appreciate that you say these things about her, because it's something great, you know, hearing about that Web3 helped her even in other aspects, you know. She entered in Web3 and after that got more exposure for Web2 as well. So this is something special. I can't believe that at that point she was really excited. I'm right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, she started to drop her music on Spotify. Right now, she has her new site, which is so cool. And I think that she can tell more about it, because it's her project. So, Burger Girl, can you say something about it? Like, how the Web3 people influence on your Web2 career, or how to say that correct? Just let us know, please.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here with a huge smile. Yeah, darling, you know how much you mean to me. And yeah, like, we've become soulmates so fast. And it's amazing how you, how you find people thanks to your friends who are far away from you. Yeah, that's our romantic story. And I really love it. And that's what Web3 people do. They don't compete. They go out there, they collaborate, they come to spaces and they share information about their friends, because we're so proud of what we do and what our friends do. And we're always excited about new releases. And Seiko for the last couple of weeks had great releases, and I am her fan. She means her music on SoundXYZ, And I mint all of them, not to support, but just because I love her tracks and I'm so happy that I met her. And like we write in different styles, like completely different music, but we feel so connected, like we really needed each other and we inspire each other. And of course, we support each other. We have spaces together, we co-host together. And like, this is how we grow. And like Web3 world is so special because of people who come here and are willing to grow together. Like if we grow together, we grow faster. And like, I have huge respect to this place and all the people who join Web3.
Well, the vibes that you both are creating here are insane. I really appreciate you saying this, because community is really important in this journey. We can help each other, we can grow, we can teach the people how to do it. As you were saying to Slugs, we welcome him with open arms to this. I don't want to lose the opportunity to thanks a lot to the audience here, and also say hello to Luxas. Hello, Luxas. If you want to say something around these topics, choose raise the hand and I will give you the word. But most of all, I'm really happy to share with you guys these feelings, these experiences of what Web3 is, what it's all about, how this can help each other. And I hope Slugs is here with interest, and we are welcoming him a lot, you know. But I want to ask something punctually to Slugs. In the introduction, you say that it's something that you do part-time. I'm interested in what is your opinion, what is the most difficult part of selling what you do in the traditional ways? I don't know if at the beginning you dedicate all the time to creating music or was always just a part-time thing, but what is the most difficult of creating profit out of what do you do?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. Yes, interesting question. I can divide myself in two directions. The first is production, and the second is performance. So actually, for performance, it is easily to, charge for performance or make some money, but if you need to play more, you have to have your music somewhere, like you have to selling music a lot if you want to play a lot. So it is completely like connected. And for selling music and make money from selling, I think it is completely no way in this new normal situation. Actually, if you want to sell in music, you have to spend a lot of time on promotion, and for promotion you also have to spend a lot of time on different channels. So actually from YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and you have to be everywhere every day to post some content, to be visible. And then if you have chance to be visible, then maybe you have chance to sell something. So that is completely, you know, insane. And on the other side, I think that all that streaming platform and all that stuff actually are not artist friendly. So from all that platform and all that kind of monetization, it is really hard to earn something. So actually, I think only way to make some money for me is actually to have some good connection with different people and different scene who are doing the same thing like I'm doing. And then I have opportunity to play somewhere because some people know my job and I know their job. So, and also to release some music on some more known label in some specific genre. And actually that is only way to make money for me in this situation. And as I say before, it is really, really a lot of time consuming, you know. You have to be visible, and that is the biggest problem, because if you want to be visible, you have to deal with all of different algorithms on the different platforms. And I understand mostly all of that algorithms and everything, but you know, it is really, really, really use lot of time, and of course that is lot of money, and the feedback, all of that is really, really small or even not visible. So actually, incoming in these days from underground music and underground production is very hard and very low. So actually, you have to be part of the scene, maybe have some good connection, maybe make some live performance, and that is all. From selling music, I don't see opportunity to make money from selling music at all.
Yes, you said something that is really, really interesting to me personally. The thing that the usual platforms are not musicians friendly or artists friendly is something that I shared a lot. We are not against the traditional ways to express the talent, of course, but we are trying to create a closer bond between the artist and the audience. I think that aspect could help a lot the enrichment around the music and the way for selling it. But yes, I agree a lot with you in that aspect. Saigo, go ahead.
Yeah. I just was so excited to talk about it a little bit. Yes, it's so it's kind of looks so difficult to promote your music. You gotta be everywhere, on TikTok, on like Instagram, and here and there and there and there. You gotta be everywhere, and you gotta make a lot of content and be visible. Yeah, it sounds so hard, right? It's a lot of work, and also about distribution, and it's kind of you can think that it's too difficult to sell your music. But yes, you gotta be visible, you gotta make content, but you don't need to think about algorithms. So you gotta just make videos and be in touch, and the most important thing what should be with you, it is your community. Where in Web3, you literally can find your community, which will support you. For example, and your community also being in Web2 too. Like when you drop your new song release, yeah, you make a lot of videos. And your people will repost these videos, will give you some interactions, you know. They will put like, they will comment it. Because these people will be with you, and that's how you will grow up. So what I wanted to say, when you trying to promote something, the main things what will influence on your success is your community. And you don't need to think, oh, if I will drop this, if I will upload this video, what will be then? Oh, I gotta do something else, you know. You don't need to think about it. Like, you need to just uploading, share your music. And about money, it's also, of course, you got to spend something on your content or for your music, for your production, yeah? But it's not a big money. Like, literally, for content, you don't need a lot. You literally can learn something a little bit, something trendy, or just record like some video like, hey guys, this is my new release, check it out, or do something, something like that from your phone. And you don't need to spend a lot of money. So the people just want to see you. And most times they don't care about video quality, you know? They don't care about what's on the background on your video, you know? Like, are you recording on a flat in your apartment or in a studio? It doesn't matter. People want to see you. Who are you? People want to know your personality. So this is also like my opinion about money. You don't need to spend a lot of money to make some content and be visible. Just you don't need to think like a lot about what will happen when I upload 10 videos. I'm just talking about it. This is my opinion. I just wanted to share it with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And you touched a point that is really important for me, at least, and that is consistency, you know. Consistency in all these things gives you the recognition that you deserve. At the start will be really difficult, but if you keep doing it, if you keep writing your work, if you keep showing up in new spaces, if you keep going into new communities, I think that is the best way. I don't know if it's the fastest way, you know, because the fastest way is related to spend a lot in promotion and wait a lot to recover that investment, but can be not the fastest way, but it's the safe way. And it's the way that you can create an environment for grow even further. I want to say thanks to Randall for jumping in. Hello, Randall. Give me a bit of introduction of yourself and share your thoughts.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. Hi, Weiberger. My superstar, Benseko. Slocks, great interview so far, great questions. I did like what Seiko had to say about, you know, not having to look at, like, ignoring the algorithm and focusing more on your content, and by that, like, who you are, right? Consistency is great, but I think we often fall under pressure to be consistent with influencers, you know, as creatives, as artists. I mean, during the pandemic, all you could do is sit on social media. So it was understandable that the standard became sit on social media, make your friends, make your community. And people were doing that, right? I've seen artists who were painting on their own walls, who ended up now getting commission work and painting in other people's houses. And that goes with music, that goes with sculpting, that goes with 3D work, like graphic design, all of it just, you know, came, I mean, it just went crazy because everyone was just sitting on social media. But I think to just slightly change the idea of consistency for artists, it should be consistently genuine, right? Because you're not an influencer. You're not trying to get a big brand to sign you up to do ads for them. You're not paying, you're not doing paid promotion so that way brands can start giving you little goodie bags every month to, you know, or like a nice salary because you're now an ambassador for them. You're an artist, so your consistency should be art. And I've seen artists that, I mean, how many artists out there who are, let's say, traditional artists pay attention to algorithm? Like, do you know how long it takes for a social media, like, marketing person to learn about the algorithm and how many times it changes, like, every other month or every other week or day even? That's a lot of pressure. So if you're consistently genuine, people connect with that. And then going into community, like, you don't need... I think like community for influencers means lots of followers, right? The 100K, the 1 million, that's their milestones. But for artists, it's the 100 or 200 or maybe maximum 500 super fans, the people that are buying your art, no matter whether you're selling, creating new pieces or you're still selling the old ones. The people who right away, as soon as they have a paycheck or they have some money in their account, they're coming to buy your work because they like your work. They like collecting it. That's the whole point of being a collector to an artist. Right, you're collecting work that you like, and you're not going to find it where it's not shopping like you're going into a store and buying products, right, that you saw like someone wear on Instagram. You're going and buying work that's very personal to you because it's personal to the artist. So there's an intimate relationship. And if you're going to try and stretch it too far to, you know, the thousands, 10,000s, it's going to be exhausting because then you're having to sit on social media just doing that, right? Farming the engagement or following the algorithm, which is not your role. I mean, I'm not the one to say, but I can tell you that if you're focusing time posting on social media and not creating art, then are you the artist or are you just another content creator? And that's all I have to say.
Insane. I really appreciate your word and your point of view. I think you explained a bit of what Slux is trying to do, you know, because I heard his introduction that was saying that he wanted to focus in what he loves to do. He wants to loves to create. And even if that is not profitable for the moment, he wants to go with that aspect. And I agree with that. I agree with everything that you were saying, Randall. It's something that the artists need to put in mind, you know, and push forward what they love to do rather than what sells the most. Yeah, Randall, go ahead.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I mean, I always come off very blunt because I don't cover everything. I just try to say, I try to be very direct with what I want to say. But just to add on in terms of like community and engagement on this on these platforms, right, even if it's Instagram or Facebook or wherever you are, it's not wrong that you try to get the number of hits or you try to post multiple times or create multiple posts. Like, it's part of the role, but it's not your, like, try to always come back to balance, right? If you're imbalanced, then you're definitely losing creativity and you're making it a job. And I think like the one thing you should never take away from creativity is the passion of just being able to do something you love. Because, I mean, otherwise get a 9-to-5, right? 9-to-5 is perfect. You don't need passion. You just show up, you type in a few things, you do a few things that you're asked to do, you get a paycheck. Whether you're valued or not is completely, entirely up to how much more energy you want to put in. But here, you're valued because everything you're doing is based on like what you love. It's the most intimate relationship you can have with work that isn't work. It's the one that, you know, it's the work that makes you wake up and say, I'm ready to do it. I'm tired. I didn't sleep. I, you know, had a long flight. I spent too much time on the weekend with friends, but I want to work anyway, right? It's the kind of thing that wakes you up in the middle of the night saying, hey, you know what? I got an idea and you're just going to do it. It doesn't matter whether it's middle of night, whether it's in between eating lunch, you just stop and you go do it. And that's something you should never erase.
Beautiful, beautiful words that I share 100%. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to mention one of my stories that I feel really good about it, you know. So like it's kind of connected to what we are talking here. So when I started with like first experiences with music, you know, I was learning like how to make a setup, you know, like the equalizer, the speakers, the cables, these kind of things. So that was how I first started with music. You know, later I went deeper into like, I don't know, playing music, DJing, organizing events, and so kind of that, these kind of things. At the end, you know, I found myself I want to be part of the industry. I want to work in this, but I don't have, you know, this way of doing things, like to promote myself and so on. So I found my space in the industry, like doing these kind of things, you know, with warm artists like you are and so on. And like, again, different activities, but like I found my place in the industry. So like I wish that for every artist, you know, like find your way, how you want to express yourself, where you want to express yourself. Like, you know, there are many, many options now available. And then all the artists that are here, like, really, guys, you can count on our help. Like we were really happy to help you.
Excellent. I don't want to lose the opportunity. Maybe this is something a bit repetitive, sorry for that. I wanted to hear, yes, Berger Gil, go ahead.
Yeah, on this topic about being super active on social media, about the profit, you know, they say success over one night usually takes about 10 years of hard working. So, I don't want to scare anyone. It can take like 5 years, but you have to build yourself even when you're in Web 2. And let's say like musicians in Web 2, they have contracts where producers and sponsors put from thousands to millions and they don't even know if they're going to be successful. So here in Web3, we have this opportunity to not even find producers or like big promoters for ourselves. We can invest like a small amount of money. It's much less here in Web3. And you invest a little, but you are free and you still have a chance out there. So we didn't have that chance a long time ago when internet just started. Even like 5 or 10 years ago, we had only YouTube to promote ourselves. And some of musicians have become super successful. And like they would become popular over one night and people would say, oh, look how lucky he is. Wait, he was working in music industry for so long and now he is popular. So people prefer to think that it's easy, but there is no such an easy work, easy job. It's always hardworking. Even if you're a blogger, if you do just the content, it is a huge work. And I just wanted to say that at any age and people from any country, musicians and artists have this great opportunity to create and share all over the world. And I feel connected like to people through NFTs, connected to communities, and every community I go to, I meet artists, I meet musicians, all kind of great people, and a lot of fans I met in my communities. So, and it also, what Seiko mentioned and Randall also mentioned, that it is important to stay, to be yourself. And just for the musicians, grow the way you're going to be proud of yourself by the end of the day. And if the money comes, yeah, you're a superstar, but you have to realize even when you don't have enough money right now, you're still a superstar and you have to move forward if you feel like it's your passion.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I wanted to say, as I said, I think it's a bit repetitive, but I don't want to lose the opportunity to hear the Berger Hill point of view around what is the thing more difficult to make profit in the Web2 aspect. You know, I heard that you didn't start selling music until you went into Web3. Why didn't you want to do it in Web2 for that reason? From what reason you didn't want to sell it in Web2?
Well, I never felt like people around me in my city, in my region, even in my country, would be connected. Like, I didn't feel like they would understand my music. And I was right. Like, now, when I look at the data that I have, like, who's listening to me on Spotify, it's USA, it's Canada, it's Europe, it's Asia. None of Russians are listening to my music, and I completely understand. So I would perform in Israel, in US, but I don't perform here because, like, why would I? I know they don't want my music, they don't need my music, and it's totally fine with me. But as soon as I joined Web3, I felt like I can share, and I saw the reactions. I would just go on Spaces and I would share. I wouldn't even mention that I have it on OpenSea, that I'm selling my songs as NFTs. So I would just play my songs. I would just perform live. And people would ask me, like, where can we listen to your music? And I would be like, well, I don't have it in Web2. I have NFTs. And they would buy my NFTs. And I remember my first collectors and they still support me. Yeah, and actually my collectors told me, okay, we have your NFTs. Yeah, you're going to become big. You will make us rich. But we want to listen to your music in the car. So please put your music on Spotify. I mean, they forced me, basically. They just, they they were begging me for months to put my music out there in Web 2. So I would say, like, we should connect Web 2 and Web 3. We shouldn't be limited. Yeah. And musicians should be everywhere. It's fine if you put your music and it doesn't, like, we say NFT is unique, right? You can't reach NFTs somewhere in Web 2. I don't think so. Like, we should share as much as we can, because you never know who's going to join from Web 2 to Web 3. Yeah, we have to spread this vibe.
I appreciate a lot your experience, because after all, the spaces that we make in Spos ask for that objective, you know, hearing how we can help, hearing what we can do for improve, even maybe helping all the ecosystem to grow. You know, I think if we grow together, we can make the ecosystem grow as well and create more audience, create more people interested in going into Web3, creating more ears after all. So I think, and maybe it's something that I would like to hear your opinion as well. What do you think about this upcoming year? I personally think it will be a pretty, pretty good year for crypto, for NFTs, for Web3, for creating more onboarding, which is pretty important. But I want to hear your point of view.
Well, I would say for real artists and musicians, it doesn't really matter whether it's bear market or bull run. You still create. You're still out there. I mean, I've been here the whole year and I still had sales. I made some money. Of course, it's not enough to be happy about it. But it's the beginning. And I always say that when you start your business in Web 2, you invest a lot. And it takes from 3 to 5 years to come to zero or a little plus. And it's much faster here if you work hard, if you believe in what you do, if you like analyze, if you grow, if you just it's hard work. But you gotta love what you do, believe in yourself, and it's still work. So we shouldn't complain. We just should look for opportunities, and there are so many opportunities. I mean, I had a lot of opportunities, and I lost a lot of opportunities. But no FOMOs. Everyone should move with their own speed. And I'm kind of scared of bull run, because during bear market, I felt so comfortable putting out their stuff, sharing stuff, meeting new people. And when it's going to be a bull run, people will go crazy. So I don't know how it's going to be, but I wish luck to everyone. And I hope we all survive and also earn some good money.
Prepare yourself, because you are a good one and a lot of people will get interested in what are you doing. So prepare yourself. The only thing that I can say. Yes, Echo, go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that in this Friday, we will host space with you, Burger Girl, where we will talk more about Web 2 and Web 3 and how musicians and artists being in this, what they like. And we will open this topic. And if you will like it, we would like to see you there if you have free time and if you're interested in it. So to talk more about this Web 2 and Web 3 for musician and artists. So, yeah.
Excellent. Really interesting. I will be there hearing. Let's start to wrapping this up. We are speaking around more than an hour. I really appreciate everyone your time. And I think this conversation enrich our knowledge of what we can do, how we can help. And it's really important to us. I really appreciate everyone here, not only the guests, but also the audience. I invite everyone to jump into our socials, Twitter, Discord, for reading more about Spos, about what we are bringing here. I think Spos have a pretty bright future out of helping musicians grow, you know. So it's like a win-win condition here. We want to make the musicians grow, and in that line, all the project will grow as well. So it's really important. As the last thing that I want to share with us, the final talks here, I want to hear, Slox, what are your next steps? You are preparing something for the near future. You have something live, something like you want to release.
Oh, actually, yes. I'm actually preparing. I have some local gigs here in Belgrade, some underground space. Actually, so now I'm working on that, and I also have organized some recording session with my friends. We have some project that is calling Bloom, so we are doing 2 or 3 recording sessions per year, and then we use that material for new albums. So I think that we will finish that in next 2 or 3 months. And also I have some project that I slowly finish them, so I think I will have one release in next year. So that is my short-term plans. So actually, that is all. And maybe I will have some more gigs, but I really don't know for now. So that is mostly my plan for now. And also, yes, I have to focus myself to fix my Bandcamp page and to upload a lot of released track from different labels, so I think everything will be online in next year. So that's mostly my plans for now.
Excellent. Really excited to see what you are bringing here. Andrew told us about you a lot of things, and we are pretty interested in what you are doing. I wish you all the luck. Remember that we are open and always to try to help you to onboard a bit of what you do in Web3. It's something to add to your book, you know, nothing else, nothing to focus a lot, but just to add another tool. And we believe that you are doing something pretty cool, and we will keep an eye on your Twitter. Thanks a lot for being here and sharing your experience. So, Berger Gear, same question. What is your short-term plans? What are you releasing?
Well, of course, more songs release. I think, hopefully, 2 songs I'm going to release in December, very close to Christmas, I guess. And, I just wanted to mention that me and Seiko perform in Metaverse a lot. Like, we have concerts in Spatial and Decentraland. So we are planning to continue doing this more and more. And we have Cowboy here, Cowboy Tom. He's from Decentraland. And yeah, we're building together, we're working together. And also, if anyone wants to hear my new music, old music, go on my website. I have all my links there. So, or just, you know, go on any platform and search for Weiberger, and hope you enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. We learned a lot from your experience. That thing of going first selling the music on Web3 and after that on Web2 is the first time that I hear that experience. So it's something new for us. Thanks a lot for sharing and for your time. We will be looking for your profile and your website for the updates. So I appreciate a lot your participation here. Saeko, some final thoughts around this space?
Oh, I have thoughts. This was a fucking... Wait. I'm sorry. It was amazing space, really. I enjoyed it. I enjoy new artists. I enjoy our talk. I enjoy our topics today. And this is so cool. And I just want to talk more and more and more because it's really interesting to me. I really like how it's going. And yeah, thank you for this so cool space and for you guys that you're doing for us. And yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for jumping in and sharing your talks as well. We will be making, of course, the next space next Wednesday. Keep an eye on around that. Thanks a lot, everyone who's joining this here in the space. As I said at the beginning, we just want to create some place to the artists to share their experiences, what we can do for improve Sports Club, and in consequence, help everyone to grow a bit more. We have a couple of products already out. We have the marketplace, the tokenizer, and also pretty soon we will have the streaming app. So I see a pretty bright future for Sports Club. And I think it's a really good tool for us creating these spaces, hearing what we can do. And in that way, we all will grow together. So keep an eye on. I invite everyone to join our social as well. And thank you everyone for joining. See you next week.
Bye.